greetings in the precious name of Jesus. It's a blessing to be here with you all and to thank you, Adrian, for what you shared. It's exciting to see what the Lord is doing in Bolivia. And thank you, Lewis, for what you shared too. I'm very thankful to be here with you all to worship the Lord together. Thank you for that prayer, Brother Lewis. Maybe we'll just jump right into the few thoughts that I have this morning. I will write something on the board here. So those are the thoughts I'd like to share on this morning, to watch and pray. So my heart is just as a reminder. I think we all know that pretty well, but sometimes reminders are good for me. So for an opening passage, let's turn to Mark chapter 14, and we'll start in verse 32. Mark chapter 14, verse 32, and we'll read down through verse 42. And they came to a place. Actually, let me see here. I think I have the wrong passage. Sorry about that. I'm actually thinking of Mark. Let's go to Mark 13:32. Sorry about that. Mark chapter 13, verse 32 through 37. But of that day and that hour knoweth no man, no, not the angels which are in heaven, neither the Son, but the Father. So for a little bit of the context, before it's talking about, Jesus is talking about the Son of Man's coming and all the things that will be happening before that. So that's kind of the context we're in here. Take ye heed, watch and pray, for ye know not when the time is. For the Son of Man is as a man taking a far journey, who left his house and gave authority to his servants and to every man his work, and commanded the porter to watch. Watch ye therefore, for ye know not when the master of the house cometh, at even, or at midnight, or at the cock crowing, or in the morning, lest coming suddenly he find you sleeping. And what I say unto you, I say unto all, watch. So the burden of my heart this morning is to remind us to watch and pray. Watch and pray. We're commanded to do that. And we're to watch and pray that we don't enter into temptation. We're to, I guess my heart is just to remind us of the importance of watching and praying and being ready. Watch a keeping awake in order to guard close observation for a time, to stay awake at night, to be on the alert, to look or observe, to be looking or waiting attentively, to observe carefully. So as we think about that word watch, and we bring it into our spiritual man, our spiritual lives, are we watching and praying? Are we keeping alert? Are we guarding? Are we those souls that God has given into our care? Are we watching for them? Are we watching for our souls, first of all? Are we awake spiritually? Just some questions that come to my mind as I think about this. It was just good for me to think about it and to check my life. Where am I? You know, if I'm not watching and praying, I'm not going to be ready when Jesus comes. If I'm not doing it now, I'm not going to probably maybe I won't be doing it then. I can't just assume that, well, I'll just wait a little longer and then maybe when it seems like it's about the time, I'll start watching and praying. And that doesn't seem like a wise thing. We are commanded to watch and pray so that we don't enter into temptation. My burden for myself, first of all, and each of us, is that we would stay awake and alert spiritually and be watching and on guard. May we always be looking for the return of Jesus. May we be alert and watching when Jesus returns. So I would like to just a few things here. Why must we watch and pray? Number one, we don't know when Jesus will return. We don't know. Mark 13:32 says, "But of that day and that hour knoweth no man, no, not the angels which are in heaven, neither the Son, but the Father." So we don't know what day it is. So we need to be on guard. That's one reason we need to watch and pray. Number two, Jesus commanded us to watch and pray. Verse 33 says, "Take ye heed, watch and pray, for ye know not when the time is." So a very, very clear commandment to us to watch and pray. May we be faithful in that. Number three, so that we don't fall asleep and be sleeping when Jesus comes. Verse 36, "Lest coming suddenly, he find you sleeping." So we don't want to be sleeping when Jesus comes, so we should watch and pray. So that we don't enter into temptation. Mark chapter 14, verse 38, "Watch ye and pray, lest ye enter into temptation. The spirit truly is ready, but the flesh is weak." So if we're going to be overcoming and live an overcoming life, we must be watching and praying. We can't do it any other way. We must be watching and praying. Because our flesh is weak. And back in that same verse, 14:38, it says, "The spirit truly is ready, but the flesh is weak." So we have the flesh to deal with. And we have the flesh to overcome. And we must be watching and on guard so that we can overcome our flesh. And number six, so that we may be accounted worthy to escape all these things that shall come to pass and to stand before the Son of Man. Luke 21, I'll just read a few verses here. In Luke chapter 21, verse 32 through 36. Luke chapter 21, 32. "Verily I say unto you, this generation shall not pass away till all be fulfilled. Heaven and earth shall pass away, but my words shall not pass away. And take heed to yourselves, lest at any time your hearts be overcharged with surfeiting and drunkenness and cares of this life, and so that day come upon you unawares. For as a snare shall it come on all them that dwell on the face of the whole earth. Watch ye therefore, and pray always, that ye may be accounted worthy to escape all these things that shall come to pass and to stand before the Son of Man." So all these things that it was talking about, and I'm not going to go into detail here, before this verse, if we watch and pray, we'll be worthy to escape those things and to stand before the Son of Man. So if we think about the tremendous awe that we should have as we stand before God, and will that not drive us to watch and pray and be on guard and be ready for His return itself? May that drive us to that. May God help us. And another, number seven, so that we don't get deceived. So there's another. The devil is as a roaring lion, and he would like to deceive us. And if we're on guard, if our soul is on guard, and we're watching and praying, we will not be deceived. 2 Timothy chapter 4, verse 3 through 5. 2 Timothy 4, verse 3. For the time will come when they will not endure sound doctrine, but after their own lusts shall they heap to themselves teachers having itching ears. And they shall turn away their ears from the truth, and shall be turned unto fables. But watch thou in all things, endure afflictions, do the work of an evangelist, make full proof of thy ministry. So the thing I'd like to draw out of those verses is, the time will come when they will not endure sound doctrine. And so it seems like we're in that time. But after their own lust shall they heap to themselves teachers having itching ears. So may we just be reminded that if we're watching and praying, God will help us to not be deceived be able to study to show ourselves approved unto God, a workman that needeth not to be ashamed, rightly dividing the word of truth. If we're studying, if we're watching and praying, we will be able to rightly divide the word of truth. And so watching and praying, God will help us. We must take responsibility for our own souls and those that God has given into our care. No one else can watch for us. So that's another thing I'd like to bring out. No one else, the ministry, our parents, they help us along, they guide us. But we must, when we come into accountability, we must take responsibility for our own selves and watch and pray. We must be connected to the Lord Jesus Christ ourselves. And so this is just a bit of a reminder for us and a warning to watch and pray. We must take responsibility. Ways we can be watching: being connected to the vine and bearing fruit. Without Jesus, we can do nothing. So I would like to go to John 15. John chapter 15, where it talks about the vine there. Beautiful, beautiful passage. Very, very much a blessing. John 15, 1 through 5. I am the true vine, and my Father is the husbandman. Every branch in me that beareth not fruit, he taketh away, and every branch that beareth fruit, he purgeth it, that it may bring forth more fruit. Now ye are clean through the word which I have spoken unto you. Abide in me, and I in you. As the branch cannot bear fruit of itself, except it abide in the vine, no more can ye, except ye abide in me. I am the vine, ye are the branches. He that abideth in me, and I in him, the same bringeth forth much fruit. For without me ye can do nothing. So the point I'd like to bring out is abide in Jesus. We must abide in the vine and be closely connected to him each day. That's a way that we can be watching. That's the thought I have there. Being washed daily. Number two, being washed daily with the precious word of God. In that same chapter, verse 7 and 8, it says, if ye abide in me, and my words abide in you, ye shall ask what ye will, and it shall be done unto you. Herein is my Father glorified, that ye bear much fruit, so shall ye be my disciples. So I picture being his disciple and is also intertwined in all of this, and that his words would abide in us, as it says there, being washed daily with the precious word of God. We heard about, Adrian talked about that soul that was very, very thrilled and excited about the Bible. May that be our hearts too. May God help us to be excited about his word. Number three, by being obedient to the commandments of Jesus. Verse 10 says, if ye keep my commandments, ye shall abide in my love, even as I have kept my Father's commandments and abide in his love. By loving each other, verse 12 says, this is my commandment, that ye love one another as I have loved you. By being thankful is another way that we can be watching. Being thankful. Thankfulness goes a long ways. Colossians chapter 4, verse 2. Continue in prayer, and watch in the same with thanksgiving. So I get the picture, as you're watching and praying, there's a thankful heart. That's a blessing to me, being thankful. And then another one is by being men and women of prayer. 1 Thessalonians 5:17 says, pray without ceasing. So I think that all is intertwined. It's watch and pray is very much intertwined. And I don't have much to share about prayer, but prayer is very, very much intertwined with all that. Very important. So, my heart is just to remind us to be on guard, to be watching and praying, and to be ready for the Lord's return. I'd like to encourage us in that way. This song, number 950, I'd like to just read that. My soul, be on thy guard. 10,000 foes arise. The hosts of sin are pressing hard to draw thee from the skies. Oh, watch and fight and pray. The battle ne'er give o'er. Renew it boldly every day and help divine implore. Ne'er think the victory won, nor lay thine armor down. Thy arduous work will not be done till thou obtain thy crown. Fight on, my soul, till death shall bring thee to thy God. He'll take thee at thy parting breath to his divine abode. That's exciting. If we fight on to the end, he'll take us to his divine abode if we're faithful. And so I just want this to be an encouragement as well. So I would like to turn, maybe we could all just turn to 1 Thessalonians together yet for an ending passage. And take a look at that. First Thessalonians chapter 5. And I'd like to read verses 1 through 11. But of the times and seasons, brethren, ye have no need that I write unto you. For yourselves know perfectly that the day of the Lord so cometh as a thief in the night. For when they shall say peace and safety, then sudden destruction cometh upon them, as travail upon a woman with child, and they shall not escape. But ye, brethren, are not in darkness, that that day should overtake you as a thief. So I'd like to pause there. I'd like it to be encouraging. I'd like to encourage each one of you that by this verse, but ye, brethren, are not in darkness. God has done so much for us. We're not in darkness. We know the truth, that day should overtake us as a thief. And I'd like to just encourage us to press on. And press deeper into the kingdom of God for myself. May that be an encouragement to us. But ye, brethren, are not in darkness, that day should overtake you as a thief. Ye are all the children of light and the children of the day. We are not of the night, nor of darkness. Therefore let us not sleep as do others, but let us watch and be sober. For they that sleep, sleep in the night, and they that be drunken are drunken in the night. But let us, who are of the day, be sober, putting on the breastplate of faith and love, and for an helmet the hope of salvation. For God hath not appointed us to wrath, but to obtain salvation by our Lord Jesus Christ, who died for us, that whether we wake or sleep, we should live together with him. Wherefore comfort yourselves together, and edify one another, even as also ye do. So that's, I would like to just encourage you again. We let's just be faithful where we're at, and just go home and watch and pray. We have been so blessed and thankful, and I'm just very thankful for each one of you. I appreciate you all. I just wanted to remind us, if we're going to be faithful to the end, let's be faithful now. Let's start watching and praying. I'm thankful for each one of you. I'm sure you have been. It was good for a reminder for me to watch and pray, to take responsibility for the family that God has given me, my own life, and to watch and pray and be on guard. Be ready when Jesus comes. So may God bless each one of you. Thank you.